99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. A Connecticut mayor has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh.
East Haven Mayor Scafura.
Mm. Oh, no.
So we wish him nothing but the best.
Get well soon, sir.
So he had like allergy type symptoms, got tested and got the results, and they're positive.
Oh,
bummer.
Now he's feeling like he has mild flu-like symptoms. And we wish him nothing but the best and hope he gets well soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Let's talk to a guy who, here's a badass for you.
Okay.
A major general. Not just a general, a major general.
He's a major general.
A lot of folks had food to eat over the holiday weekend thanks to this man and his people. With the Connecticut National Guard, it's Major General Francis Yvonne. Good morning.
Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Oh, well, we'll talk to you anytime you want.
Yeah, really, yeah. Just call us.
National Guard, yes.
Like 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Talk to him.
Not sure I could compete with Johnny Russo and Chaz's mother-in-law in the cranberry sauce.
Well, you're in different categories.
Did you hear? All right, so you're one of these guys. You've seen everything. You don't, your nerves never get to you. I remember during the COVID press conference, I mean, the things were falling. New York City was falling in Westport and Fairfield County, and we were going crazy, and the hospitals were at capacity,
yeah.
And all of our leaders were speaking, and they all seemed a little off their game, like they didn't know what was coming.
And then they say,
well, here's Major General Francis Yvonne, come on up and speak. And the second you start speaking, I was like, we're fine.
Cool as a cucumber.
We are good.
Right.
This is going to be okay.
Not even a hair in a place.
Someone on this planet has prepared for this, and they're here now.
But even at your level of bravery, right? You had to have been nervous for me when you heard my mother-in-law call in, right?
That was absolutely, without a doubt.
They're going to back you up. They sent troops out.
That's right.
They did. They were coming.
He's getting ready to deploy units.
So a Humvee's coming down this way. I saw it. My own eyes, I did.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, sir?
Yeah, I did. How about you?
I did, except for the cranberry sauce. But
it's another story. No. Ixnay on the Amber sauce.
No, but when you take on a Thanksgiving plate, is it like a military operation?
This year, definitely. It was a lot smaller this year, but it normally is. Absolutely.
We got to train for it first. You know?
Well, thank you for helping with Bridgeport Resource Mission and their big annual event. Some folks there got COVID and they needed help, and you deployed your National Guard. So thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Great soldiers and airmen who volunteered for that mission, and great to help the communities that we live and work in. So, you know, special thanks to Mike Ryan and Connecticut Broadcasting as well for the partnership and collaboration that we have with them as well.
You folks are always there to help. What's the age limit to join the Connecticut National Guard?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. So raise your right hand. We can get it done right now.
Really?
Did you hear him? Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand. Your other right.
I feel like there must be an age limit.
Yeah, we go to 41. We could, it goes back and forth depending on whether how far we're in at war or not, but basically 39 to 41 is the upper end of the age limit for sure, unless you're prior service.
Right. And youngest is 18?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Probably 17 with consent of mom and dad.
They took me. They're really desperate.
Is there a test involved?
There is the ASVAB test and physical fitness test, which I know both of you would not have any issues with.
No, of course not.
We did pretty good.
We'd ace that,
right?
Yes, right.
I mean, not great. We weren't like an 18-year-old athletic person, but we did pretty good, right?
We weren't 80 either, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. We're going to bring that back virtually.
Oh, really? Virtual, that's easy. No problem.
I have a still of our boss, Keith, doing a pull-off, and it makes me smile every time I see it.
Yep. You actually see the sweat on his forehead.
He did good, but he was giving all he had to do that last one.
Yep.
And there's never... And you can't look cool when you're doing that last one.
No.
You're just shaking.
Like that Hang in There Baby kitten poster.
That's exactly what I
want. Yep, I saw that face before. Hang in there, kitty.
Oh, it was a great experience.
Yeah, so the Army's got a new Army combat fitness test. So we're thinking if we can't gather due to COVID, you know, in the winter, that maybe we bring back something virtually, and we'll definitely... be recruiting both the entire team to pull that one off again this year.
You know, I think when most people think of the Connecticut National Guard, we think, you know, a weekend a month, a couple of weeks a year, and this and that.
Uh-huh.
Hurricanes or storms in the state. You folks get deployed all over the world.
Yeah, we do. So we have just had a unit return last week right before Thanksgiving. We're very thankful to get them reunited with their families before Turkey Day. And this winter, you know, the probably January, February time frame, we'll have largest deployment of Connecticut Guardsmen in at least the last 10 years.
Whoa.
So the infantry battalion out of New Haven and also our Air Guard will put up some pretty big numbers to go overseas, in addition to everything we're doing with COVID in support of the Department of Public Health.
The military police unit is the unit that just came back?
They did, yes.
I have to think that the military police has got to be tougher than the regular, you know.
That's a hell of a ticket. When they say step out of the car, they mean step out of the car.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know.
You follow this really nasty pen.
You're going to be policing people who are already in great shape.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Not easy.
No.
Right.
No, we're pretty lucky. Not only do we have a military police unit, but we also have a military working dog unit. So we have some dogs down in Newtown that pretty much are every day involved with either TSA or the Coast Guard doing operations. So we're real lucky to have that as an asset. Matter of fact, it's the only guard unit in the nation that has military working dogs at this point.
Oh, wow.
The dogs actually pile on the boat. It's pretty cool.
What,
when they fall over, they dog paddle, yes.
Major General Francis Ivanon with the Connecticut National Guard. If you were to assign me and AJ some unit, where would you put us?
Way in the back?
In the back. So let's think about this. So I was thinking about a medical unit, but I think the last time we talked, we had the coffee urn and the hand sanitizer. We got a little confused there. So I think the medical unit's out.
Right.
But
I could test out the medical pot.
So you weren't going to stay as a buddy team, I'd have to put you one in the Air Guard. You can help fly or maybe be a crew chief in one of our C-130s up at Bradley. And then the other one, since you're so close to New Haven, and one of our largest units, the infantry battalion. So we'd have to split you up that way, I think. And like I said, if you've got an American flag, you're looking
at... Wouldn't it be like a team?
I got an email from him. Like, I'm parking cars,
Maverick
apparently.
Maverick and Goose?
I'm parking cars, apparently.
No, you know, I think that we'd be good in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
I mean, we would, yes. Right, right, right.
Like we have some of the best cooks in the... in the nation as well. We call them 92 Golfs. Last year they won this Connolly Award, they call it. So there's a team of the Army professional cooks that go out and evaluate all of the different culinary units.
You have the best toast ever.
I'll have my PAO, Dave Pitlick, send you a photo. But they, for the Army's birthday, they carved a watermelon, and they get, you'd be pretty surprised about their expertise and professionalism.
Okay. I can eat it.
Maybe we're not.
Coffee's
in the kitchen,
a different story
though.
Now.
Yeah.
You know what we could do in the kitchen? We could open cans.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm good at that.
And make sure they all face the right way.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. We could stack cans, open cans,
right.
Empty
Dentum.
Garbage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then in between opening cans, we'll have you fill in sandbags.
Right.
Get ready for the next storm.
Sandbags.
Can I just gray for mine?
Does this storm that we're getting today, does that even get on your radar or not really?
We're monitoring it with our partners and stakeholders at the Office of Emergency Management. So we'll keep an eye on it, but don't anticipate anything too critical at this point.
Major General Francis Ivan with the Connecticut National Guard is on. He sounds like a Clint Eastwood type character.
He does. Cigar
he's very,
right
very calm. Do you ever yell? Are you a yeller?
Well, if you called back and talked to the staff, you might get a different answer.
when he stubs his toe, you hear, ouch.
I don't even think he says ouch. I think whatever he stubbed his toe on says ouch.
No, it gets he just destroyed, yeah.
Right.
The coffee table's got him on M1.
Yeah, that couch leg says ouch.
Well, look at that.
I'd like to hear his 911 calls. Yes, hello, I broke my arm.
Right. It's dangling off right now.
I think
take your time getting here.
I need someone to drive me, please.
Take your time getting here.
Is there a military movie that you think does justice to the service, like you see it and say, that seems pretty accurate.
So again, have to stick to our roots in New Haven. So the cartoon movie Stubby, I think 2-3 years ago now, World War One dog, that unit has actually mustered at Yale Field. And I think it's pretty accurate of those times, huh. For sure.
Stubby. Stubby.
We'll have to get you that.
I never heard of it.
We'll have to get you that video. But absolutely, yeah. So history, a lot of history there with our Army Guard units. But really, it's all about the people. So we're very lucky that we have, you know, young men and women that want to serve their country in this great state. They raise their right hand to be part of something larger than themselves. So you talked about the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. We also had an airman up at the base at Bradley who also sponsored a Thanksgiving food drive. So really, again, we live and work in our communities, and we assist our communities in many different ways.
Do you get to take the vehicles home?
We do not take the vehicles.
I mean, cool.
No.
No one would mess with your house if you have a Humvee parked in the driveway.
Or a tank.
Well, we wouldn't want you pulling up to your mother-in-law's in the Humvee.
Would it help you get home?
Like the cranberry sauce.
I might have to next time.
Seriously.
Well, Major General Francis Yvonne, Connecticut National Guard, thank you, and thank you to all your people, the Connecticut National Guard.
No, thank you also, and have a great holiday season as well.
Thank you so much.
Too. I want to have him back every day.
So excitable, isn't he?
That's who you want, though, right?
Yeah.
You don't want someone calm. Who's going to be freaking out.
No, frantic.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, shrieking and screaming is bad.
Right. Not good.
That's just a birthday party.
Major General, did you see the weather?
It's just going to be windy, sir. It's okay.
Go away. Yeah, you don't want that. Just slide him out there.
You're so polite when I asked him, where would you assign us? Let me think about that.
Right.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.